It's now time for Rap Sheet, and with us today is Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks.
The rate of crime for theft and burglaries is not as high as some of the other surrounding communities around the area, but any crime is too much for us to just turn our head. One of the most effective ways to reduce the potential for theft and burglaries is to mark items that are valuable. So back in the day, we used to write down serial numbers when they were actually engraved on little metal tags on TVs and all that kind of stuff. Today, I encourage listeners, go take a look where the serial number is on some of your most valuable property, and you're going to find it's an adhesive piece of paper that just peels right off. As soon as that little piece of paper is gone, there's no way to track that piece of potential future stolen property. Back in the day, there was this program called Operation ID. It basically entailed engraving your driver's license number on the back of those valuable pieces of items. So like today, you'd engrave that on the back of a flat screen TV, which is plastic, easy to engrave on, pick whatever it might be. You would want to put DL for driver's license, then put your driver's license number, and then at the end, put the abbreviation for the state, so Kansas. If that was stolen and it turned up in Florida or California or Kansas, somewhere else, any law enforcement agency could run that number. They'd go, oh, it's a driver's license. Here's the number. And we know it's from Kansas. Instantaneously, we're going to find out who that owner is of that piece of property. The other thing is, pawn shops and secondhand stores, when they see engraved property and it's trying to be sold by somebody that is not that same driver's license, they tend to want to walk away from that purchase. The other good thing is that if we have an owner-applied number, like a driver's license, and a piece of property is stolen, we can put that into the state and national law enforcement databases. So if that piece of property shows up at, say, a pawn shop or in the back of a car at 2 in the morning, any law enforcement agency can run that, and it will show if it's currently listed as being stolen if you kept a log of that information and you gave it to the police department when they took a theft or a burglary report. So I would love to be able to be more aggressive and to literally have a staff member who is out pushing that program. Hopefully once we get through the land of COVID and hopefully we can get to full staff, that's another one of those to be done in the future projects.
You've been listening to Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks on another edition of The Rap Sheet.